And at this time, we're going to turn to our psalm reading. It is a responsive reading, Psalm number 90. If you have a song you'd like to sing, remember that, because we're going to come back. We have more time for open hymn sing in the latter half of our service. Psalm 90 is a great reminder to us. As I think about this psalm, it reminds us of the consistency of God. He doesn't change. And that is a great message for us to hear as we think about the changes that have happened in our lifetimes and perhaps the changes that will happen this next year. One thing is certain: God's love for us and who God is, just who He is. His attribute, one key attribute, is His consistency. So we read this responsively. Psalm 90, as it is printed in our bulletin. Lord, You have been our dwelling place in all generations.
Before the mountains were brought forth, forever You have formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, You are God.
You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man." For 1,000 years in Your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by Your anger. By Your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before You, our secret sins in the light of Your presence.
For all our days pass away under Your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80.
Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of Your anger and Your wrath according to the fear of You? So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Let us bow our heads in prayer, and this prayer is responsive. As we turn to a new year, let us do so by asking God to guide us, enlighten us, and strengthen us for what lies ahead. Let us pray. O God, You have called Your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that Your hand is leading us and Your love supporting us. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And our choir comes forward to continue our celebration of Christmas with the song, "Silent is the Night."